This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperstation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Rebound yanked down by Deidre Brown. That'll be her seventh of the ball game. Baseball pass to the other end. Cheyenne Bitfield is double teamed. Kicks it out to Uden. She'll knock it down. Rebecca Uden.
Today, it's live coverage of the girls' class D1 state tournament from Lincoln, featuring the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
She has it stripped away. Kennesaw will have the basketball. 50 seconds to go, and Kennesaw is just going to hold it. It's over to Uden. You don't have to foul yet, but Uden has an open lane. She comes in. She lays it up and scores. Rebecca Uden took it right to the hole.
After dropping out of the state's top 10 at the end of the regular season, the Blue Devils strung together three straight wins to qualify for state. Now, the underdogs look to keep the postseason winning streak alive. It's Kennesaw State Tournament action coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Doug Duda live from Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good morning, everyone, from North Star High School in Lincoln. It is time for the 2010 Nebraska State High School Girls Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the opening game of this 2010 tournament between the Blue Devils of Kennesaw and the Bulldogs of Humphrey in D1. It's a 2-7 matchup. Kennesaw making their way here for the third time in school history. They have always been the underdog coming into the state tournament, and they are again here. But they have found a way, at least in previous games, to find a way to hang around. And the last time here, pushing Fall City Sacred Heart to the very last moments of the ball game. Tonight, though, they will have a Humphrey Bulldog team that is red hot and many believe could be as good as almost anybody in D1. In fact, a lot of people have chosen Humphrey to advance on to the state finals out of this side and play Silver Lake in Saturday's championship game. But we've got a long way to go before we get to that point. Humphrey has a couple of very, very good guards. The one thing you look at right away, though, is that they have three seniors, but then no juniors and all sophomores and freshmen after that. And Coach Blake Anderson could be building a team that could be a dynasty for years to come. It used to be that you didn't hear much about Humphrey High School. It was all St. Francis, all Humphrey St. Francis, who have put together quite the run in their day and have picked up many state tournament titles. But as everything goes in life, it cycles around, and all of a sudden, some of the kids that started to go to St. Francis, well, they decided it was time to go to Humphrey and do something on their own, and they have put up quite a few wins over the last few seasons. Starting lineups are on the way. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Bigger, better, brighter, a friendly atmosphere. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw basketball team. The Silver Dollar Tavern serves you daily noon specials and evening meals, including burgers and chicken. Meet your friends. Enjoy your favorite beverage. Have fun at the Silver Dollar Tavern, proudly supporting the Kennesaw Blue Devil.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman. You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw. They care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and team.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from the Girls State Tournament on ESPN Radio. It's time for the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off today for the Humphrey Bulldogs, number 10 is a 5'5" senior, Leanne Osten. She averages 15.5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Number 12, 5'9" freshman is Alyssa Fraundorfers. She averages 18.5 points and 6 rebounds a ball game. Her older sister Paige, an all-stater, now playing at UNO, and she's an outstanding freshman. You're going to hear a lot about this girl as her career progresses. Number 34 is a 5'7" senior, Taryn Wemhoff. She averages 5 points and 4 rebounds a ball game. Number 40 is a 5'6" senior, Carly Clausen, averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds. And number 42 is a 5'7" sophomore, Amber Meyer, averaging 4 points and 4.5 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Humphrey Bulldogs is Blake Anderson, assisted by Candy Hansel and Tim Meyer. They come into the state tournament with a record of 22-1 on the season. They are ranked fourth in the state of Nebraska. They defeated Newman Grove and Howells in the sub-districts, and Howells is here on a wild card. And they edged Emerson Hubbard in the district final, 48-42. Their fifth trip to state, they were here last year out of the Cornhusker Conference. They averaged nearly 59 points per game on offense and give up 38 on the defensive side of the ball. Now for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, number 10 of the 5'3" sophomore, Cheyenne Bitfield, averages 2 points, 2 rebounds. Number 20 is a 5'7" senior, Deidre Heyer, averages 2.5 points and 2 rebounds. Number 32, 5'7" senior, Hannah Uden, averages 6 points and 3 rebounds. Number 42, 5'8" senior, Deidre Ground, averages 14 points and 7 rebounds. And number 50, a 5'10" sophomore, Taylor Bitfield, averages 5.5 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Ryan Evans, assisted by Shauna Snyder. They come into state with a record of 13-8 on the season. They defeated Franklin and Wilcox-Hildreth in the sub-district and Ansley in overtime in the district final to make it to state for the third time out of the Twin Valley Conference. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Plenty of basketball going on at the state tournament today. Later here on ESPN Radio, you'll hear Silver Lake play Brady at 2 o'clock. Kearney High take on Lincoln Southwest at 3:45. We've also got Hastings, St. Cecilia, Blue Hill, Sandy Creek, and Kearney Catholic games on our network of stations. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The state tournament tips off next.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda with you from Lincoln North Star as the Kennesaw Blue Devils, where they're traveling blue and black trim. It is jumping center Taylor Bitfield against the home white and red trim of Humphrey High. And Fraundorfer will jump center, and the opening tip is going to be controlled by Kennesaw. Kennesaw has to get out to a pretty good start here, you would hope, tonight. Not necessarily offensively, but they've got to keep it close through this first quarter and shake the nerves as they get it to ground. Double team, expect her to get double teamed the whole game. Good ball movement, outside jumper on the way, going to come up short. short that time from Bitfield, and the rebound comes out to the top of the key. Amber Meyer has it for Humphrey. So Kennesaw moved the ball well, and at the other end, Humphrey's going to be called for a travel as Fraundorfer tried to get it into the paint a little too quickly. And now full court press. This is going to be the key. They have to be able to break the press. Bitfield with it. They sag off her, and she'll dribble the ball up the floor. They are trying to do everything they can to keep the ball out of Deidre Ground's hands if you're a Humphrey defensive player. With it on the left wing is Deidre Heyer. Heyer up top, they go to Bitfield. Man-to-man defense here by Humphrey. Bitfield's going to take it in, dish it off, and the short jumper by Taylor Bitfield is going to come off the iron, no good, and the rebound brought down by Humphrey. Two good shots here as Wemhoff got the rebound, and to the other end, we've got a tie-up and a walk again. Well, the first 52 seconds have been solid by Kennesaw, but they've missed a couple of shots here. They are getting the open look, and on the inbound pass, Cheyenne Bitfield pushes it up the right side and draws the double team, so she'll need some help as she gets it into the front court. Reverse it left side. Open jumper on the way. It's going to be off the mark that time by Deidre Heyer, and another rebound brought down by Humphrey. Heading up the floor with it, Carly Clausen. Long pass underneath the Fraunsdorfer. Kicks it back to Clausen in the paint, and a block shot and a foul called on Deidre Ground. Looks like she got all ball, but the first foul of this state tournament game will be called on Deidre. And that will send to the line Amber Meyer to shoot two. Looking for our first points of this state tournament game. We're scoreless through the first minute and 15 seconds. And Meyer will step to the line and put this one on the way and in. 1-0 Humphrey. Meyer, one of the sophomores on this ball club. Second free throw coming up here for Meyer. And it is on the way, and that's going to be in as well. So 2-0 Humphrey takes the early lead here, and full court pressure on. Taylor Bitfield gives it back off to Cheyenne. Pushes it up the front court, right side, kicks it into the corner. She'll find Deidre Heyer, back out for a three-pointer on the way. Hannah Uden off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down again by Taryn Wemhoff. Four shots, four misses for Kennesaw. And up the floor, wide open look by Osten. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound into the corner to Taryn Wemhoff, her third. And Humphrey will kick it out and reset the offense. Still looking for our first field goal of the game. 6:15 to go, opening quarter. Osten decides to take the top of the key three and bury it. Leanne Osten hits the first three-point bucket of the ball game. And Humphrey's up 5-0 as Deidre Ground tries to bring the ball up the floor, lost the handle, and will be called for the double dribble. So turnover for the Lady Blue Devils, and checking into the ball game is Rebecca Rockefeller here for Coach Ryan Evans, making his first trip as a head coach here to the state tournament. And Humphrey will throw the ball into the backcourt, into Osten, and Blake Anderson right there, the head coach, shouting out instructions. As Kennesaw zones it up, Osten decides another three, and that's way short this time. Rebound comes down to Hannah Uden. And up the floor comes Kennesaw looking for their first points, and Ground will pull up from 10 and get them. Deidre Ground with the first bucket of the ball game for Kennesaw. 5-2 Humphrey, 5:40 to go here in quarter number one. Osten will bring it into the front court, skip pass left wing. They'll get it to Wemhoff. Taryn off the man-to-man this time, kind of a sagging man-to-man. Another three on the way. Osten, this time it's no good. Rebound Deidre Ground, and a foul going to be called on Humphrey. Battling in there for the loose ball. The foul called on Carly Clausen. That'll be the first foul of the ball game on Humphrey. Humphrey's going to make their first substitution, and Megan Callwhite will check in, a 5'6 sophomore. She averages about 5 points and four rebounds per ball game. So we're 2.5 in. Those early nerves and jitters probably should be shaken off by now, as both teams have scored and have gotten up and down the floor a few times, as it'll be Kennesaw with the basketball. Rebecca Uden's in there. Her pass knocked away from Rockefeller. Kennesaw turns it over. Here comes Fraunsdorfer. A little jump stop in the lane, and good. Freshman shouldn't be able to do what she just did, but Alyssa Fraunsdorfer gets the job done, and it's 7-2. Boy, what a move she made. Here's Rebecca Uden in the left-hand corner. One dribble. Kicks it out on the wing to Hannah. Hannah comes to the baseline. Up and under. A little too deep. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Wemhoff. Her fourth board already. Now Humphrey wants to run. And a reach-in foul called on Kennesaw at midcourt, trying to knock the ball away. And unfortunately, it's on Deidre Ground. And you don't want Deidre getting called for fouls out at midcourt, and she's going to check out of the game. So just 3 minutes and 15 seconds in, Kennesaw's leading scorer is on the bench with two fouls. into the ball game. Cheyenne and Taylor Bitfield return here for Kennesaw. 7-2 is your score in favor of Humphrey with 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. Into the ball game, Alex Wallen. Wallen comes in now for Humphrey. High post on the right elbow. They'll get it to Colwhite. Colwhite picks her dribble up. Now needs some help. Steps through to Fraunsdorfer. She'll pull up for the three, and it's good. Alyssa Fraunsdorfer gets her first three-pointer of the ball game, and Humphrey is up by 8, 10-2. Up the floor with it is Cheyenne Bitfield. Top of the key, pulls up there, keeps the dribble. Now decides to drive it again. And gets his Humphrey man-to-man. Over on the right side, a three-pointer on the way. Rockefeller, it's good. Rebecca Rockefeller hits a three-pointer to get Kennesaw going here offensively. 10-5 Humphrey, 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Osten brings the ball off the floor, looks right side, tries to get his girl's attention. Blake Anderson calling the play out. Osten on the right side. Where's the five-second count? She'll bring it to the high post. Swing it into the paint that time. Colwhite, pull-up jumper from 7, rolls off the rim, no good. And Kennesaw will get the rebound with Rebecca Uden. She'll hand it off to Bitfield. Cheyenne outlet pass. Rockefeller spots up for the 19-footer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Taylor Bitfield offensive putback is good. And Kennesaw with back-to-back buckets to cut the lead to 3. 10-7. Pass break the other way. Frowns over to the baseline. Runs out of room. Good defense by Bitfield. Kicks it out of the wing to Osten. Osten got it knocked away. Got it back, though, and puts it off the glass and scores. Kennesaw was very close to picking the pocket that time of Osten, but she hangs with it. And the senior guard takes the lead back out to 5. 12-7 Humphrey. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Left wing with it, Rockefeller. To the high post. Ball fake by Deidre Heyer. Comes into the paint. And we've got a blocking foul called on Humphrey. Foul will go on the Bulldogs' Alex Wallen. Her first, team second. And back into the ball game, Carly Clausen for Humphrey. And Hannah Uden for Kennesaw. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Inbounds pass comes into Bitfield. Shot partially blocked in there by Colwhite, and Humphrey will head up the floor. Osten to the baseline. She'll throw up an off-balance jumper and bailed out on a foul on the baseline. Kennesaw really hasn't got the benefit here of a couple of calls, and the foul here is on Rebecca Uden, her first and the team's third. Humphrey on that fast break, they love to take their guards, Osten and Fraunsdorfer, and immediately go to the baseline, try and drive down the baseline where there's some room. The free throw by Leanne Osten is no good. She'll have a second one coming. 12-7 Humphrey, 2:57 to go, first quarter. Second free throw, also too strong, and Taylor Bitfield will pull down her second rebound. Kennesaw will slow it down. Cheyenne Bitfield will run the point. Slowly walk the ball up the floor. Osten on her in the man-to-man. Now Bitfield tries to accelerate past her. Kicks it back up to the top of the circle to Uden. Uden holds the ball off the pick. Pick and roll into the baseline. Uden's there. Left-handed layup good for Hannah Uden. Well-executed play by the Blue Devils. 12-9. Kennesaw looking pretty good right now against the number 4 team in the state, Humphrey. Osten will bring the ball up the floor. Looks for Fraunsdorfer on the right wing. Fraunsdorfer will take it against Hannah Uden. Can't get the three away. Back up top, she'll go to Colwhite. Swing it to the weak side, now off the back pick. Fraunsdorfer, turnaround jumper, missed the bunny. Over the back, we've got a jump ball call. And the arrow will point the way of Humphrey as Uden tied up Alyssa Fraunsdorfer. And the arrow pointing Humphrey's way with 2:13 to go first quarter. And the Bulldogs leading it by 3. Coach Blake Anderson not using a lot of kids, but substituting him pretty regularly here the last couple of minutes, about an 8-person rotation, checking back in Taryn Wemhoff. Inbounds pass comes to her, in trap at the top of the key to Fraunsdorfer. Against that 2-1-2 zone, draws the double team, fires to the baseline, and it's out of bounds off the hands of Carly Clausen. Third turnover for the Bulldogs. And Kennesaw wants to check in. Deidre Heyer. And checking out for a breather will be Cheyenne Bitfield. So on the floor right now, you have got both Rebecca and Hannah Uden. Also on the floor, Deidre Heyer. And checking in is number 24, Megan Blackford. Left-hand corner. Driving in is Rockefeller. She'll put the runner-up off the glass. It's too strong. Defensive rebound brought down by Humphrey's Carly Clausen. Clausen will give it off to Osten. Osten to the front court. Try to dump it inside. The ball deflected away and off the leg of a Kennesaw Blue Devil. Wallen trying to force it into the paint there, and the ball deflected away. Don't forget, all of our games are on the World Wide Web as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Brownsdorfer off the double pick, can't get the shot away. The reverse at the ball knocked away by Uden. Back to Osten. She'll force the jumper, no good. And the ball is headed out of bounds off of Kennesaw. Megan Blackford just couldn't find the handle on that one. And third opportunity on this possession here for Humphrey to get on the scoreboard. Still 12-9 Bulldogs, 1:35 to go in the first quarter. They'll get the ball in on the left wing to Wallene. She'll put it up too strong, and the rebound brought down by Rebecca Uden. Kennesaw doing a good job on the defensive glass right now. She'll give it off to Hannah Uden. Uden will bring it into the front court. Top of the key, just dribbling in place there. Now spins in the lane, has a little room, kicks it out on the wing, and a walk called on Deidre Heyer. Heyer had the open 17-footer, wanted to get in a little closer, and ended up shuffling the feet. That'll be the third turnover here for the Blue Devils. So Humphrey will get the ball back. The winner of this ball game plays again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. over at Pershing Auditorium against either East Butler or Howells. And for Humphrey, of course, they played Howells in the sub-district final and eliminated them in that ball game. And now a carry at the other end on Humphrey, their fourth turnover. And as you usually see, they call it a little bit tighter here at the state tournament, at least early on, just so that the teams are used to what they're going to see the rest of the weekend. Kennesaw basketball. They'll get it across the timeline, and on the left wing is Uden. She'll kick it back up top to Rockefeller. Back over to Rebecca Uden. Becca knocked out of her hands by Fraunsdorfer, and she's off to the races. Alyssa goes in for the layup and missed it. Put it up too strong. Uncontested layup, and you're not going to see that very often, but the freshman too strong, and Hannah Uden got the rebound. Three-pointer Rockefeller is off the mark. Would have been for the tie. Rebound brought down by Osten. We head the other way. Again, a fast break. Osten got into traffic and a reach-in foul. Kennesaw had her defended well, but then they reached in and got called for the foul. That's a couple of times that's happened to the Blue Devils, where they had the defense, didn't need to reach, but did. And the foul is on Megan Blackford, her first fourth team foul. Humphrey ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, goes backside. There's an open short-range jumper that bounces around and will not go. Rebound brought down by Hannah Uden. Off the miss from Megan Callwhite. Boy, a couple of bunnies that have skipped out. 25 seconds to go. Kennesaw still down by three. It's been 12-9 for nearly 2.5 minutes. Over on the left wing, Rebecca Uden for three. And it's in, and we're tied. Rebecca Uden has hit a three-pointer to tie this ball game up. Fast break the other way. Fraunsdorfer for 10 seconds. She'll go crossover dribble to the left baseline. Put the runner up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Hannah Uden. Still time for a shot. Outlet pass is stolen away, though, and Humphrey will not get a shot away before the end of the quarter. But, hey, how about this first quarter of play for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils? They're hanging with the number four Humphrey Bulldogs. They have survived the first 8 minutes. It's Kennesaw 12, Humphrey 12, and we're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Cutting Edge Salon in Kennesaw would like to take this time to congratulate the Kennesaw girls basketball team for a great season. We are proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Kennesaw. Best of luck from the Cutting Edge in Kennesaw.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School, where this D1 girls state opening round game goes to the second quarter, and Kennesaw will have the ball tied up at 12. And a long three-pointer is on the way and in to start the quarter by Hannah Uden. She's the first Blue Devil to get more than one bucket, and Kennesaw has their first lead of the ball game at 3, and in the front court, a travel forced on Osten. You never know down here, but I'll tell you what, you could tell early on when Kennesaw came out, even though they were down by a score of 10-2 and finished the quarter on a 10-2 run of their own, they don't seem to be nervous. and they're breaking the press. They've got a couple of turnovers. Both teams have missed a couple of easy shots. But overall, it's been a pretty well-played first quarter. Uden down low. Turnaround jumper is stuffed right back at her, though. And Alyssa Fraunsdorfer gets the block and the takeaway, and here she comes. Let's see if they start putting it in her hands a little more. To Osten, right baseline, 10-footer, will not go. Rebound brought down by Deidre Ground, who was on the bench for about 4 minutes with two fouls. Pass break the other way. Off of Taylor Bitfield's hands and out of bounds. It was deflected by Osten. She did a good job of getting back to take away that long outlet pass. It looked like Taylor Bitfield was open. And now some full court pressure being put on by Kennesaw, which you would have to figure is a little bit of a gamble with these two good guards in Leanne Osten and Alyssa Fraunsdorfer. The ball tipped, though, in the front court and taken away. In the first quarter, Kennesaw 5 turnovers, Humphrey 4, rebounds 10 for Kennesaw, 9 for Humphrey. 3-point shooting, both teams were 2 for 4. Right now it's 15-12, Kennesaw their first lead. Right elbow, Deidre Ground, turnaround jumper from 13, no good. Rebound comes out to Amber Meyer, her second. 6:40 to go here in quarter number 2. The score has yet to change. And Osten with it on the right wing. Kicks it down into the corner to Wemhoff. She'll hold the ball back up top. Osten trying to find Fraunsdorfer open. Osten drives the lane, puts it off the glass. It skips in and out, no good. Ball not falling right now for Humphrey. And Deidre Ground will have her third rebound. Kennesaw, long outlet pass into the front court to Deidre Heyer. Back up top to Ground. Ground puts her shoulder down, drives in. Didn't know where she was throwing it and ends up having it taken away. She got in trouble, and Fraunsdorfer comes the other way. She lost it, throws it up off the glass, no good. A little melee, ball on the floor. Ground's able to save it. And that was not a pretty possession either way that time. Both teams lost the handle. Kennesaw with it, right-hand corner. Deidre Heyer to the baseline, around the defender. She's fouled from behind by Amber Meyer, and two free throws coming up. Well, who would have expected this from Kennesaw? Here's a team that had lost four in a row coming into the postseason to the Deschler twice, Red Cloud, and then Sandy Creek. Although they played Sandy Creek to 9, they lost to Red Cloud by 4. They lost to Deschler by 4. They lost to Deschler by 6. But then they come in, they have to come back in the first game of sub-districts against Franklin to win by 6. Then they go overtime with Wilcox, Hildreth, and Ansley just to get here. And now they lead the number 4 team in the state by 3. The first free throw by Deidre Heyer is no good. And the second one on the way, and it is good. So Heyer able to get 1 of 2. And Kennesaw now leads it by 4, 16-12. And again, this is a 14-2 run by Kennesaw. They were down 10-2 out of the gate. So Humphrey High's got to try to find a way to get some shots to fall. They played some pretty good basketball, but they've had 3 or 4 here lately just go in and kick back out. Wallin with it on the right wing. Back to the high post, Wemhoff. Wemhoff's going to fire a 10-footer. It's off the heel, no good. And over the back, going to be called on Humphrey. Deidre Ground got the rebound. That's 4 consecutive rebounds for her. And coming over the back is Megan Callwhite. We've seen a lot of shots. The shooting percentage is not very high for either team. But all that matters is what's on the scoreboard. And right now, the Blue Devils with the lead. In the front court with it, Hannah Uden. Left-handed dribble on the left wing. Hands it off to Rockefeller, who's played well so far. To Ground. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Deidre from the free throw line, no good. And Fraunsdorfer will pull down the rebound. Long outlet pass. They've got Osten ahead of the pack. She'll bring it in, and she's fouled. The shot won't go. Again, reaching in and getting a hand on the ball and the arm is going to be Kennesaw Blue Devils. They're going to call it on Rebecca Uden, her second. So she and Deidre Ground each have 2. And at the line, Leanne Osten, who missed a couple earlier. She leads the team with 5 points. Fraunsdorfer also has 5, and this free throw no good. Checking back in the ball game is Megan Blackburn, and checking out Taylor Bitfield. That point of the game where Coach Ryan Evans has to be mindful of getting kids in and out, keep them fresh. Second free throw won't good. So Osten, who has to be a better free throw shooter than she showed so far, is 0 for 4, and Deidre Ground has the rebound. Kennesaw pass knocked away again. They're trapped down to the baseline. Turnover number 8. Up the floor with it comes Wallin. She'll put up the runner. No good. And another defensive rebound brought down by Rebecca Uden. That's about 3 fast break shots that Humphrey has taken that weren't very good looking shots, and they've missed them all. Uden top of the circle into the double team. Leaves it off there for Rockefeller. She'll need some help. Skip pass into the right-hand corner is deflected out of bounds by Leanne Osten. Neither team has used a timeout yet, so they've got all of them remaining. 4:47 to go, first half. Don't forget at halftime the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll update you on some other scores from around the state tournament. And we will preview games still to come today in this busy first day here on ESPN Radio. Kennesaw ball from their own baseline. They'll kick it out on the wing for a three-pointer. It is Rebecca Uden. No good. A little flat, but it rolls off the rim to Taryn Wemhoff, who grabs her fifth rebound. Into the front court, Humphrey. They haven't scored yet, and an NBA three is an air ball by Fraunsdorfer. The freshman wanted to get a shot away, and she did, but it's way short. And Humphrey down 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. Humphrey back on defense as Ground got the rebound. Into the front court, Uden. Rebecca's wide open. She'll put the three up. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Long rebound picked up there by Fraunsdorfer. She's off to the races. She'll bring it down, put the runner up. Missed it again. Great defense by Cheyenne Bitfield. And Deidre Ground, I believe, has pulled down 7 consecutive rebounds here for Kennesaw. 16-12, midway through the second quarter. Kennesaw, 4 points in the quarter. Humphrey Nunn with the ball at the top. Cheyenne Bitfield kicks it over the left wing to Rockefeller. And the Humphrey fans trying to get something going here. Three-pointer Rockefeller is off the iron, no good. As she casts that one up from the hip, the rebound brought down by Taryn Wemhoff. Outlet pass to Fraunsdorfer. Finally gets a shot inside. And again, it won't go. They need a can opener right now for Humphrey High. The Bulldog fans and bench just cannot believe it. You look at their shot chart, and it is going to show you a bunch of misses inside 6 feet. But let's concentrate on Kennesaw now with Cheyenne Bitfield, the Rockefeller, playing catch on the left wing. Nobody moving away from the ball. Skip pass to Uden. Fakes the three, takes a dribble. 12-footer. Won't go. Not much better luck right now. She'll follow her shot, though, and put it up and in. Rebecca Uden with the offensive putback, and Humphrey may need a timeout. 3 minutes to go here in the first half, but Coach Blake Anderson says, get going. 18-12, Kennesaw by 6. And they have shut out Humphrey in the second quarter. Osten to the baseline, finally gets one to go. Came off the pick, and Leanne Osten got the short runner to fall. 2:45 to go, first half, Kennesaw 18, Humphrey 14. Into the front court, Bitfield. Crossover dribble to the top of the circle. Bounce pass right side, Deidre Ground, long three. It's good. Deidre with her first three. And Kennesaw extends the lead to 7. And a surprise here at Lincoln North Star to start our morning. A lot of game left. Osten with it to the top of the key. Backs out into Fraunsdorfer for triple team. And a blocking foul on Kennesaw. Boy, anything inside is a whistle. And let's see if they got Deidre Ground again. And if it is, it's her third, and that's the case. Well, Kennesaw's going to have to be aware of this. If I'm Blake Anderson in the second half, I'm going to tell my girls to bring it in the paint, because Kennesaw looks like they're pretty good in there defensively, and they're just getting blown for some whistles here. So Ground has to check out with 2:20 to go in the half. Fraunsdorfer takes the inbounds pass, throws it down to the low block. Turnaround jumper comes up short that time by Claussen, and the ball kicked out of bounds by Humphrey. It'll go to Kennesaw. 2:12 to go here in the half. It is 21-14 Blue Devils. And Kennesaw will bring the ball up against a different-looking press here. Trying to go 1-2-2. High post they go. Swing it to the baseline. Rockefeller forces the jumper. It won't go. She was open and kind of dribbled into traffic. Rebound brought down by Callwhite. Then it's taken away underneath the Taylor Bitfield. Layup good. Timeout Humphrey. With 1:52 to go in the first half of play, the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils 23, Humphrey 14. I just can't believe what I'm watching right now. Even Ryan Evans down there has a huge smile on his face. Kennesaw hoping to hang with Humphrey, and they're leading by 9. We'll take a timeout and be back after this on ESPN Radio.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, compassion, comfort, and care.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
The Cutting Edge Salon in Kennesaw would like to take this time to congratulate the Kennesaw girls basketball team for a great season. We are proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Kennesaw. Best of luck from the Cutting Edge in Kennesaw.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Merritt Lawson here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And we've got a good one going for Kennesaw right now. A minute 50 to go in the first half. It's the Blue Devils 23 and Humphrey 14. Humphrey using the timeout there. And now tries to get something going with an outside jumper, Osten. The 15-footer is up and in. And Leanne leading her team now with 9 points. She's got both buckets here in the second quarter for Humphrey. Kennesaw's got that 9-point lead. It means they can withstand one run, but they've got to stay solid going into the halftime locker room. Uden trapped in the corner. Pass knocked away, and there is that steal. And let's see if Humphrey moves the ball up the floor with Osten. Here she comes around one, around two, into the double team. Kicks it off to the wing. The jumper by Clausen is up. It will not go. Rebound comes out to Uden, but there's nobody. She loses her balance. And out of bounds. Who are they going to give the ball to? They indicated Kennesaw, but they're actually going to give it to Humphrey, which is the right call. Rebecca Uden got the rebound, but she bounced off a couple of players and lost her balance. Turnover number 10 for Kennesaw. Inbounds pass is behind the head of the intended receiver there, Call White, but Humphrey runs it down. Good hustle there by Wallin, and on the shot, we've got a whistle. Looks like some more free throws coming up here for the Bulldogs. See, the personal foul is on for Kennesaw. It'll be their seventh team foul. Rebecca Rockefeller will pick up her first foul. And at the line is going to be Megan Callwhite to shoot a pair of free throws. The first one by Megan is on the way, and it is no good. Humphrey is 2 of 7 from the line. Just about everywhere you look, the shooting has suffered for Humphrey. 58 seconds to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. And Callwhite with her second free throw is up and in. So Megan has her first point of the ball game, the fourth Bulldog to score. And it's 23-17 Kennesaw. They throw over the top of the press. And Rockefeller, they call for an over and back. She was just across the timeline, caught the ball, and then dribbled backwards and came across midcourt. That was awfully close. That'll be her 11th turnover for the team. And out of that timeout, Kennesaw didn't want to let this lead get away in a minute and 45 seconds. But a 3-0 mini run by Humphrey, and they have the ball back. And they have it in the hands of their all-stater freshman, Alyssa Fraundorfer. But now her pass is going to be picked away by Deidre Heyer. Eighth Humphrey turnover. Up the floor, Uden. Hannah with a left-hand dribble. Comes to the wing. Cut off there. Dribbles it back up top. Still working in. Into the corner to Taylor midfield. 30 seconds. Taylor a couple of dribbles and kicks it back out on the wing to Rebecca Uden. Back up, ball fake, back into the corner to midfield. Midfield to the baseline, cut off there by Callwhite. Now outside for the three-pointer, shot no good. Rebound Cheyenne midfield. She's in the paint and finally gets it knocked out of there. 13 seconds to go. Dribbles inside, a reach-in foul going to be called on Osten. That'll be her first. It's just a 15 foul, so Kennesaw will have to take it out. Blue Devils will have it underneath their own hoop with 11 seconds to go. Boy, if Kennesaw knocks down a shot here before the half, the crowd will go nuts. Inbounds pass to the high post. And the ball knocked away. Higher. We're going to get a jump ball. No, still a fight for it. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Underneath, backdoor is wide open, and the jumper is good. And Kennesaw will go to halftime with an 8-point lead. They didn't call a jump ball. Kennesaw kept fighting for it, and Rebecca Uden was wide open on the backside for an easy layup. And at halftime, we've got a major upset brewing. It's the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils 25 and the Humphrey Lady Bulldogs 17. We'll give you all the stats, score updates from around the state tournament, and a preview of what's coming up later today. But through the first 16 minutes, Kennesaw has the lead, 25-17. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School. Doug Duda with you on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half of our opening game of the state tournament in this D1 quarterfinal, it's the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils leading the Humphrey Lady Bulldogs 25-17. Kennesaw, the number 7 seed. Humphrey, the number 2 seed. And they always say sometimes this first game you can see some upsets, but this is really the only one that's got out of the gates across the city and really got after it, because Kennesaw getting more time, Humphrey more time. You get to scout that first opponent, then it's kind of on the fly if you advance on to the semifinals and the finals. And Humphrey came out and started with a 10-2 lead in this basketball game, but Kennesaw settled down, and as we said at the time, they weren't playing bad. Each team had a couple of turnovers. Kennesaw had three or four shots inside that didn't go down. Then all of a sudden the tables turned. Kennesaw got some shots to fall, hitting a couple of key threes to get things going from Rebecca Uden and Rebecca Rockefeller in that first quarter. Got them some confidence. Then all of a sudden the ball wouldn't go in the hole for Humphrey, and it wouldn't go in for nearly 8 minutes. They went a long, long time without scoring. In fact, they went the first 4 minutes of the second quarter before they were able to get a point on the board. And they went from a 10-2 lead to a 16-12 deficit. And Kennesaw took that lead up to as much as 9, offsetting the early 8-point lead by the Humphrey Bulldogs. And so, quite a turnaround here in the first half of play. Some other scores that we have for you. They're not doing much over in the Class D2 ball game. Ball City Sacred Heart led Lawrence Nelson after 1, 5-2. And at halftime, Ball City Sacred Heart 7 and Lawrence Nelson 4. Lawrence Nelson was a team that was held to 17 points by Silver Lake earlier this year in the conference championship. So they like to slow it down, but that's a little insane. Sacred Heart 7, Lawrence Nelson 4 at the half. In C1, Lutheran High Northeast jumped out to a 15-1 lead over Boone Central after one quarter. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw. They care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and team.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the Nebraska State High School Girls Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda with you here from Lincoln North Star. At the half, Kennesaw 25 and Humphrey 17. Coming up later today here on ESPN Radio, we've got the Doug and Daddy Show, of course. Big Daddy will be back in studio starting at 11 o'clock. And then more basketball today at 2 o'clock, continuing on here in D1. Unbeaten and top-ranked Silver Lake will take on Brady here at Lincoln North Star at 2 o'clock. And then at 3:45 from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Kearney High will be taking on Lincoln Southwest. So that game at 3:45, those games are on ESPN Radio. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Wahoo Newman at 2 o'clock today from Pershing. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the 2 o'clock game will have Blue Hill taking on Elmwood Murdoch. And at 3:45, Sandy Creek will take on Tri-County. And finally today on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the 3:45 contest will have Kearney Catholic taking on Lincoln Christian in a C1 quarterfinal matchup. No evening games in the area tonight. Those are all Class A and B. There is an area team playing tonight. Holdridge will take on Seward at Pershing at 7 o'clock. Also other teams from the area today. Southern Valley plays Wahoo at 10:45 this morning over at Pershing Auditorium in Class C1. Also today in Class D2, SEM will play Chambers at 7 o'clock here at Lincoln North Star. We'll take a break and come back and look at the first half stats of our ball game. Kennesaw up by 8 on ESPN.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we are back here at Lincoln North Star High School on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at your first half stats. First of all, for Humphrey, just four players have scored here. Leanne Osten leads the way with 9 points. She has one rebound. Alyssa Fransdorfer, who averages 18.5 points a game, has 5 points. She has three rebounds. Taryn Wemhoff hasn't scored but has a team high 6 rebounds. Carly Clausen has 2 rebounds. Amber Meyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Megan Callwhite has 1 point, 1 rebound, and 1 block shot. Humphrey had 9 rebounds in the first quarter of play, 6 rebounds in the second quarter. Free throws, Humphrey was 2 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter and 0 of 1 in the second quarter. 4 turnovers in each quarter for Humphrey. Nobody has more than 1 foul. Humphrey had 12 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second, and at the half, 17 points, 15 rebounds. They are currently 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 8 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for Kennesaw right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. They have 6 players in the score column, and things look like this. Cheyenne Bitfield has 1 rebound. Deidre Heyer, 1 point. Rebecca Rockefeller has hit a 3-pointer for her total. Rebecca Uden, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Hannah Uden, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Deidre Ground, 5 points, a game-high 9 rebounds and 1 block shot. And Taylor Bitfield, 4 points and 2 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line one time and went 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter and 6 in the second. Foul situation, Deidre Ground does have 3, so she's got to get through that third quarter unscathed. 2 fouls have been called on Becca Uden. Kennesaw had 12 points in the first quarter as we were tied at the end of 1. They put up 13 in the second, and at the half, Kennesaw, 25 points, 22 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, and 11 turnovers. And at the half, the 13-8 Kennesaw Blue Devils lead the 22-1 Humphrey Bulldogs, 25-17. We'll be back with second half action in just a minute. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
And welcome back to the Lincoln North Star as our girls' state basketball tournament continues. It will be the start of the third quarter, and Humphrey will get the ball. Let's see the changes that have been made. You know they're going to try and come out strong here. Lob it to the low post. Brownsdorfer double team forces the shot anyway. And the rebound cannot be collected. It does bounce off of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And Humphrey will hang on to the basketball. But the freshman, maybe in a situation she hasn't been in much of this year. She's double teamed. She'll take the inbounds pass. 3-point land. Back into the corner, Osten, Leanne for the three. It's good. That's a big start to the second half here for Humphrey. They're able to get their first shot to go, and it's 25-20 Kennesaw. Full court press on. Lobbed over the top to Hannah Uden. Uden taken away, and then we've got a foul to compound it. Trying to get the ball back. Hannah will be called for her first personal foul. So the first 30 seconds start the way that Humphrey had hoped. They've got a bucket. They've got a steal. They've got the ball back. A foul called as well. Kennesaw's got to, again, start well. Humphrey had a great start to the first quarter, and they're hoping for a good start here to the third quarter. Still man-to-man defense by Kennesaw. Brownsdorfer one-on-one against Deidre Heyer. Comes to the right side, 17-foot jumper short, but she follows her miss. That's going to get her own rebound. She'll kick it back up top, but Osten cut. It goes behind her and into the backcourt, out of bounds. Humphrey will turn it over. That is the ninth turnover for the Bulldogs in this basketball game. So Kennesaw will have it in the front court. Original five starters are out there. And that includes both Cheyenne and Taylor Bitfield. Deidre Heyer, Hannah Uden, and Deidre Graham. Inbounds pass comes to Becca Uden now. Becca kicks it off on the right wing to Hannah. Looks like Becca started instead of Taylor Bitfield. Let's make that correction. We're a minute into the second half. Ground on the right wing. Forces it back door in the lane. And a foul going to be called on the shot attempt to Hannah Uden. Amber Meyer will pick up her second personal foul. Boy, Kennesaw just passes it around. All of a sudden, bam, there is the open backdoor cut. Haven't seen it very often, but every once in a while, they execute it perfectly. And at the line to shoot to Hannah Uden. Just the second trip to the line for the Blue Devils as a team here this morning. Free throw good. 6 points now for Hannah. First point of the second half. 26-20 in favor of Kennesaw. Second free throw on the way. It's right through there. So Uden hits them both, and Kennesaw up 27-20 with 6:50 to go here in the third quarter of play on ESPN Radio. Up the floor with it is Osten, the senior guard, crossover dribble, left alone at the free throw line, 16-footer, off the front of the rim, won't go. Offensive rebound, put back up, won't go, and out of bounds to Kennesaw. Amber Meyer trying to collect it a second time, but couldn't. And again, points in the paint, not as many as Humphrey was counting on. And at some point, Kennesaw throws it away. Deidre Grant on the inbounds pass was trying to throw it all the way to midcourt to Deidre Heyer and threw it over her head. And so Humphrey's going to get the ball right back. Those are the kind of errors underdogs can't afford to make and give the favorite team another chance. And Blake Anderson trying to get his team's attention as they'll inbound it underneath their own hoop. Inside, they've got the short jumper, Wemhoff. No good. Offensive rebound put back up. It is no good by Claussen. Second time, though, up and in. Osten is in there getting the offensive put back, and she's got 14 points. She has 14 to the 22, and again, Kennesaw turns it over in the backcourt. Picked off there by Taryn Wemhoff. Gives it off to Fronsdorfer before she can get the shot away. She is tripped, and a foul called. So Humphrey coming out of the second half gate with a little fire. Deidre Heyer with her first foul. Be her second team foul. 27-22, inbounds pass comes to Franzdorfer. Right wing takes it over to Leanne Osteen. Kind of a fadeaway three. It's going to be off the front of the iron. No good. But a long rebound comes out to Meyer, and she is fouled. And Kennesaw might need to take just a little bit of a break here. Another foul on Heyer. Only one timeout was called the entire first half, and that was by Humphrey. Humphrey has the ball, and they'll throw it in again. Three early fouls here in the half on Kennesaw. Holding the ball, Osteen above her head, right side Franzdorfer outside the arc. Alyssa on the weak side, kicks it back out top here to Meyer. Meyer swings it left side to Osteen. Try to get Franzdorfer open in the corner. Instead, they throw it underneath for a short jumper that's missed by Wemhoff. And Deidre Ground will have her 10th rebound. And a blocking. Oh, no. A stepped out of bounds. Ground trying to get around Franzdorfer. Franzdorfer flopped, and they called Ground for stepping out of bounds. Kennesaw has four turnovers in 2 minutes and 15 seconds here in the third quarter. So not exactly a great start here. Yet Kennesaw at the moment still leads by five. Leanne Osteen with the ball between the circles. Off the pick to the right side. Into the double team. Still takes the shot. Rebound pulled down off the miss. Put back up. No good by Meyer. And then out of bounds off of Humphrey. One thing we've noticed throughout the game, Humphrey sets a play. They run the play. If they're open off the pick, they will take it in and shoot it against a double team or, in that case, a triple team. Deidre Ground up the floor. Pass gets out of the hands of Heyer, and they walk again. This is what Humphrey was trying to get done, and Kennesaw will call a 30-second timeout. Coach Ryan Evans going to try and settle his girls down with 5:26 to go here in the third quarter of play. Kennesaw 27, Humphrey 22. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson from Lincoln North Star. The opening round of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Humphrey off the Kennesaw timeout has the basketball. Osteen to the high post. Gets it there to Clausen. Clausen spins, knocked out of her hands by Deidre Ground. And Deidre will have to slow it down to Taylor Bitfield. Kennesaw has also brought Rockefeller in. Back to Deidre Ground. Throws it through the lane to Rockefeller. And a travel called on Kennesaw. I don't know where that one came from. It's the sixth turnover, though, on Kennesaw. They have not scored a field goal in the first 3 minutes, and they have only had, I believe, a couple of shots. One of them they were fouled on and got two free throws to go. But Humphrey, just 5 points, so they haven't made a huge run. And Osteen will float down the lane. She'll score. She's got all 7 points in the half. And the lead is down to three, 27-24 Kennesaw, 4:45 to go. They're putting the pressure on. They know that they are behind and the favorite. They came to State open to win it. Here's Rockefeller in the corner. Her jumper rattles home. Rebecca Rockefeller has hit a couple of key buckets in this ball game. 29-24, quickly up the floor. Osteen. Osteen down the lane, around one, around two. Again, just throws it up there. No good. Rebound brought down by Deidre Ground. And as she comes up the floor, a reach-in foul called on Humphrey High. The foul is going to go on Osteen. Again, you can't fault anything right now that Humphrey is doing. They are trying to play over-aggressive, really force the issue here on Kennesaw, and they've done a great job. They've already forced six turnovers here in the second half. Checking out will be Deidre Ground and Hannah Uden. Becca Uden will throw it into Cheyenne Bitfield. Taylor's in there well. Gets the full court pressure up ahead to Heyer. Across the timeline, two on two. She'll stop, cut off by Osteen, and kick it back out to Taylor Bitfield, who hands it to Rebecca Uden. Back into the right side, looking for that screen. Nothing there. Now she picks her dribble up. Going to need some help. And a 5 second count. Franzdorfer was right there, had her blanketed, and nobody came up to help out. Checking back into the ball game for Humphrey is Alex Walling. And in for Kennesaw is going to be Megan Blackford. And again, we talked about needing to withstand a run. Kennesaw not playing as well as they did in the first half, but they're still up by five. And as the underdog, you just keep waiting for Humphrey to make that quick move. And I think the Humphrey fans are waiting for the same thing. Osteen over to Franzdorfer. Catch, shoot, 15-footer, buries it. Alyssa Fraunsdorfer with her seventh point. And the lead is down to three again, 29-26 Kennesaw. In the backcourt, the dribble is picked up. They'll get it over to Cheyenne Bitfield across the timeline with a left-hand dribble around one, around two, but still not to the three-point line. Man-to-man by Humphrey. Bitfield drives in, stops, and is fouled. The ball knocked away, and Osten's going to be called for her third personal foul. Leanne thought she had picked it clean, but got the arm, apparently. Third personal, third team foul, and Kennesaw ball in the front court. Right in front of their own bench, they'll throw it in. Rebecca Uden to do so. Gets it into Bitfield. Cheyenne guarded there in the man-to-man by Wallin. Cross over the top of the circle, off a couple of hits to Rockefeller. Covered. Dangerous skip pass knocked out of bounds by Osten. Tried to throw it all the way across to the right-hand corner there to Deidre Heyer. And Leanne Osten was right there. So Kennesaw will try again. 29-26 Blue Devils. 3:27 to go, third quarter. And the inbounds pass comes up top to Cheyenne Bitfield to the high post. Swings it left-hand corner to Uden. Uden attacks to Rockefeller. Top of the key three. Off the iron once. Won't go. Offensive rebound back up and in, and a foul. Blackford goes to the line. Megan Blackford, first rebound, first bucket, and she'll have a chance at the three-point play. These are the kinds of things you need if you're going to pull an upset. The kids off the bench have to do, you may score once, you may get one rebound. One contributing play, like Megan Blackford just did, is a key. The foul is on Megan Caulwhite, her second, and the free throw, Blackford up, and it's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Alyssa Fronsdorf for her fifth. They'll sag off her, and she'll bring the ball up the floor herself. 31-26 Kennesaw, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Fronsdorfer left wing, still dribbling, tries to force it inside. Ball deflected by Heyer, but it's picked up by Osten. Osten comes into the paint. One-hand jumper off the mark. Good defense. Kennesaw is punched out of bounds. Humphrey. Again, Kennesaw has just enough height in the paint when they get their hand in the air. Humphrey has to adjust. And again, Osten wasn't open. She did not have a good shot that time. Had to force a one-hander over the outstretched hand of the defender from Kennesaw, which in that case was Blackford. Up the floor higher. Finds Blackford, 3-on-2, into the left-hand corner. Uden to the baseline. Cut off, needs to get out of the paint. Bounce pass on the wing, gets it into the hands there, higher. Higher attacks, puts the runner up, it's no good. Backside rebound, Fronsdorfer. And here she comes against the double team. Left-hand dribble across the timeline. And pulls up at the left-hand wing. No three, back up top to Osten. She'll take the top of the key three, and it's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound put back up, no good by Wallin. And it's brought down by Kennesaw, Deidre Heyer. Humphrey, shooting percentage not very high so far today. Up the floor, Cheyenne Bitfield. Kennesaw looking to add to a five-point lead. With it is Hannah Uden, right-hand corner. A couple of dribbles, leaves it off for Becca. She'll put up a three. It's off the iron, no good. Backside rebound. Blackford tries to save it, but can't. Out of bounds to Humphrey. And here comes Deidre Brown and Taylor Bitfield back into the ball game for Kennesaw. And Amber Meyer will re-enter for Humphrey High School. 2:03 to go, third quarter. Kennesaw maintaining a 31-26 lead over the 22-1 Bulldogs. And Humphrey will get it into Osten. Humphrey scores points. They average 59 a ball game. And the last time that they were held under 50 was around Christmas time against Osceola. And that was 49. 31-26, Kennesaw with a five-point lead. Up top with it is going to be Amber Meyer. Meyer swings it left side to Osten. Osten on the wing, holds, lobs it inside. They finally got a post look. This time it won't go by Meyer, and it's going to be rattled back out to Wallin for a three-pointer on the way and in by Fronsdorfer. Second three-pointer of the ball game by Alyssa Fronsdorfer. The lead is now 2. 31-29, baseball pass. Deeper ground under, throws it to Bitfield, and it's picked off. Humphrey a chance to tie all the way down. Osten puts the runner up, no good. Rebound put back up before the shot. They're going to call a pushing foul on Kennesaw. The rebound to Amber Meyer. Kennesaw just way too many turnovers here in this third quarter. That was their eighth. And the foul is going to be called on Hannah Uden, her second. And Deidre Ground going to check out. Still with those three fouls. And Coach Ryan is going to try and save her here a little bit and tell her to make those baseball passes a little bit better. On the inbounds pass, the shot is away by Wemhoff. No good. Rebound Meyer out for a three. It is no good that time by Wallin. And the rebound pulled down again by Deidre Heyer. And Kennesaw has the ball. They want to slow it down. Cheyenne Bitfield walks the ball across the timeline. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Kennesaw's 9-point lead is down to two. She'll leave it off on the right wing to Uden. Back up to Hannah. Hannah tries to force it inside. The ball knocked away. Wallin. And up the floor, Fronsdorfer. Through traffic, she comes in. Ball fake, puts it up. Missed the runner. Rebound, Kennesaw. Hannah Uden pulls down her six. Boy, Fronsdorfer usually finishes that play, but she's missed a couple of transition buckets here. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 31-29, Kennesaw. They've been held to just 6 points in this quarter. They need another bucket here to get back in that momentum swing for the fourth. On the wing to Rebecca Uden. Right side, Bitfield. Drives in, ball knocked away. Underneath the hoop, Kennesaw has it, and a walk called. Hannah Uden picked up the ball, looked up, and realized she was behind the backboard. And instead of dribbling it, just stepped backwards, which you can do with 1 foot, and they called the travel. So now Humphrey has the ball, a chance to tie or take the lead with 17 seconds to go. And Osten will walk the ball off the floor. Humphrey has done what they wanted to do in this third quarter. Now they can take the lead. Osten drives in, kicks it out, and throws it behind Fronsdorfer, and just the third turnover of the quarter. And with 5 seconds to go, Kennesaw will get the ball. They were trying to kick it out to Alyssa for a three-pointer. And now Osten with a little bit of a breather, and Wallin will come back in. Can Kennesaw get a shot away from the backcourt? They'll throw it in. And they throw it backwards to Cheyenne Bitfield. This doesn't look good. She'll dribble through the double team, knocked away, and actually stepped out of bounds for the 11th turnover of the quarter. I don't think Kennesaw had any idea how much time was left on the clock there. There's only 0.3 seconds left, so Humphrey's not going to be able to get a shot away. So at the end of three quarters of play, your score is Kennesaw 31 and Humphrey 29. We head to the fourth quarter for the girls' state tournament right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw. Proud to support our area athletes.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star, where we head to the fourth quarter of play. Kennesaw 31, Humphrey 29, and the Blue Devils will get the basketball. But it's pretty simple. Kennesaw has to quit turning it over, or Humphrey will come back in this game. And they kick it around in the backcourt as they throw it in, and they might not make the 10-second count. Bitfield will hustle it across. Give it off to Deidre Ground. Looks for some space. Bounce pass to the low block and a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Humphrey High. Kennesaw turned it over 11 times in the third quarter and found a way to keep the lead. The foul is on Amber Meyer, her third. 15 foul on Humphrey. 22 turnovers for Kennesaw. Humphrey had 3 last quarter and 11 total. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Girls throw it on the wing back to Deidre Ground in the corner. She's cut off there by Meyer. All the way back out top to Cheyenne Bitfield. Balanced scoring attack so far for Kennesaw. You can't say that for Humphrey. Osten with 16. Fronsdorfer with 10. That's 26 of their 29. Ground pass up top. Knocked away but run down by Deidre Heyer. 40 seconds on this first possession have already been chewed up by Kennesaw, which is okay. They want to shorten the game. With it is Hannah Uden inside to Heyer and walked. We're just not seeing the same things we saw in the first half from Kennesaw. We're not seeing the same offense. We're seeing them take the ball places they weren't doing it earlier. And unfortunately, I think Kennesaw is now in that survival mode. They have to quit worrying about not playing to lose. Keep playing like they were playing in the first half, as Humphrey, who hasn't led since the first quarter, has a chance here on an Osten three, but it's an air ball, and it's way off out of bounds. So the nerves kicking in a little bit. Humphrey is 4 of 11 from three-point land. Kennesaw is 4 of 12. Both Rebecca and Hannah Uden have 7 points. Deidre Ground and Rebecca Rockefeller have 5, leading the way for Kennesaw. Kennesaw trying to break the press and dribbling through it. Uden fires it down low. They get it to Heyer, but she doesn't take the shot from 6 feet. Kicks it back out of the wing. Deidre Ground, top of the key. Now fires it back door, wide open, Heyer, and this time she'll put it up and in. Deidre Heyer with her first field goal of the game, and Kennesaw's up by 4, quickly up the floor. Humphrey, Brownsdorfer has a seam to the baseline, puts the runner up and hit it, and then a foul after the shot. Contact after the shot, a chance for a three-point play. That's the shot that was not going earlier in the ball game for Fronsdorfer. She's not afraid to take it into traffic. The foul on Taylor Bitfield is her first, 15 foul, and a chance to cut the lead to 1. Fronsdorfer now with a dozen points. 6:38 to go in the ball game. The winner plays tomorrow at 9 against either East Butler or Howells. Free throw short, and the rebound brought down by Bitfield, who committed the foul. That's her third board. Deidre Ground, another baseball pass, gets it down to Uden. She's cut off by Osten, throws it back out over the head of Ground and out of bounds. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining in this game, so we can see a lot of strategy down the stretch. And again, Humphrey has a chance to tie or take the lead, and they've had many chances here over the last 4 minutes. With it is Osten on the right side. Off the pick, comes into the corner. Trying to find a screen, back to the high post. Dribble it to the left side to Fronsdorfer. Pulls up for 3. On the way, no good. Rebound offensively, put back up and in by Amber Meyer. And we are tied at 33. The first tie since the end of the first quarter. 6 minutes to go, and a timeout going to be called. No, the ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Kennesaw basketball. So Kennesaw to throw it in from midcourt. The Humphrey defense has been strong here in the second half of play, and that has forced all the turnovers. Brown throws it to the baseline. Uden gets around the defender. Off the glass and in for Rebecca Uden. She's got 9 points, and it's 35-33. Fronsdorfer quickly up the front court. Has it right wing. Hits the trailer. Osten looked at the three. Now drives left side of the key. Takes it all the way in, and the layup is good. 18 points for Leanne Osten. Tied at 35 with 5.5 to go. Humphrey was up 8 in the first quarter. And then a 9-point lead in the second quarter for Kennesaw. Ground loses the handle, but it rolls to Taylor Bitfield. They'll reverse it right side to Uden. Hannah, skip pass over to Ground. Fakes the three, drives into the paint. Contact, and she's fouled. Boy, there was a lot of contact before they finally called Taryn Wemhoff for her first foul. And to the line, Deidre Ground to shoot 2. Deidre has not been to the line. She has 5 points, a 3 and a 2 back in the first half. At the half, Gretna leads Beatrice 30-24. Lutheran High Northeast leads Boone Central 26-11. And the first free throw is no good. And at the end of three quarters, Lawrence Nelson 19, Fall City Sacred Heart 17. Kennesaw was 3 of 5 from the line after three quarters. They'll need him in the fourth. The second one is good. So Deidre gets 1 of 2. Kennesaw retakes the lead, 36-35. Still 5:15 to go in a game as Osten brings the ball up the floor. Osten and Fronsdorfer average nearly 34 points per ball game offensively, and we've got an offensive foul down low, an illegal pick going to be called on Humphrey. Give Kennesaw the basketball. That's the first foul we've had called away from the ball here, and Coach Blake Anderson wants the ear of the official. The foul is going to be called on Carly Clausen. Her second, 7th team foul, but it's an offensive foul, so no 1-1. Inbounds pass gets to Cheyenne Bitfield. Fronsdorfer went for the steal, couldn't get it. They're trying to triple-team Cheyenne in the backcourt. She'll bring it up, throw around it to Deidre Ground. Backside to Rockefeller, who came in, puts the jumper up. It's short. Offensive rebound underneath, put back up by Ground, no good. And then a tie-up underneath. The arrow points the way of Humphrey, as Meyer was tied up down low with Deidre Heyer. Meyer and Heyer. And Humphrey will get the ball. Offensive putbacks, there have been just a handful, but they have been key in momentum swings in this basketball game. 36-35, Kennesaw. 4:50 to go in the game. When we're done, the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KXPN Kearney. KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tromsdorf for their Sagan, thinking about a three right wing. Picks the dribble up, goes top with Yee to Megan Callwhite, who's back in. Over to Osten, backdoor Fronsdorfer is open, spin, shoots in, and Humphrey has the lead. Fronsdorfer with their 14th point. Humphrey, their first lead since the first quarter. Brown will bring the ball up the floor to Rockefeller. Back to Deidre, 4:20 to go in the game. Brown, crossover dribble to the baseline, Bitfield, back out to Rockefeller. She'll drive in, and a reach-in foul called on Humphrey, and that's a 1-1. So Rockefeller, not a big scorer for this basketball team, 5 points a game off the bench. And she has already hit that today. She will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the foul, more importantly, is on Leanne Osten, the star point guard senior for Humphrey, and that is her fourth. But Coach Anderson going to leave her in there right now. And a 1-1 coming up for the senior Rebecca Rockefeller. The free throw is up, and it is off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Callwhite. Just got a big feeling that these free throws are going to determine what happens in this game. 37-36 Humphrey. Osten with the ball off the pick, left side. Look for the pick and roll, but Callwhite is covered. Skip past Fronsdorfer. Drives the paint. Contact. Shot good. Fronsdorfer with six in the quarter, and it's now a three-point lead for Humphrey. 39-36. Deidre ground up the floor. Fires it to Taylor Bitfield. Squares up from 10. It's good. Big bucket for Taylor Bitfield to keep Kennesaw in this ballgame. 39-38 Bulldogs. 3:40 to go. And I don't think anybody in their wildest dreams expected a one-point game with 3:40 left. Humphrey has it up top. Well, bounce pass it from Wemhoff. And a walk call on the right side as Callwhite tried to go into the lane. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Humphrey. And now Coach Ryan Evans wants a timeout for Kennesaw. Or did both teams call a timeout? We've got a discussion between the officials over something here. There will be a timeout. And Kennesaw calls the timeout. I don't know what the discussion is between the officials, but there is a timeout on the floor. With 3:31 to go in this ball game, it is Humphrey 39, Kennesaw 38. We're back in a minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw, a full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Proud to support the state wrestlers.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School with 3:30 to go in the ball game. Kennesaw throws it away out of the timeout. They bring the ball up the floor. The first pass is rifled behind Rockefeller. And it will go back over to Humphrey. A close game pretty much all the way. But Humphrey hoping to pull away. And they're spreading the floor here out of the timeout. 3 minutes to go. Osten drives. She's got to be careful both sides with those four fouls because they really need her to handle the ball. Trying to spread the lane. She'll come in, draw the double team, smart enough to get out of there. It's going to be a two-man game between Osten and Fronsdorfer, and why shouldn't it be? They're the two that lead your team offensively, and this is a new offense we haven't seen from Humphrey. They have spread the floor, 2:45. It's not to kill the clock. There's too much time, and you're only up one, but Osten is fouled all the way out at midcourt as Rebecca Uden went for the steal. Her third, it is the team's sixth, so Humphrey will have to throw it in from the sideline again right at midcourt. Kennesaw just needs to stay with that defense, stay on Osten, stay on Fronsdorfer. Don't get caught being pulled away from the paint for a backdoor cut, because that's what they're trying to do. Inbounds pass to Wallin. She had an open look, but had no intention of shooting. To Fronsdorfer in the corner, kicks it back out to Osteen. And if you're Kennesaw, you kind of have to like this. You want this game shortened. You want Humphrey to have as few of possessions left in this game as possible. Over to Franzdorfer, 2:25 to go. She's guarded up top there by Heyer. Franzdorfer gives it back up to Osteen. It's just those two. Osteen right side. Think about it. Comes to the baseline, steps around, dribbles right through the paint, and comes out on the other side. Defense still on here by Kennesaw over to Franzdorfer. Oh, and a foul called. You don't want to do that. Kennesaw just a ticky-tack reach-in foul 30 feet away from the hoop. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Ryan Evans. He's got to tell his girls specifically what to do here. Keep playing defense. No need to foul. 2:07 to go, though, in our ball game, and a 1-1 is coming up for the Humphrey High Bulldogs when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball from Lincoln North Star, the state tournament, and Franzdorfer will go to the line. Her first free throw of the game, a 1-1 coming up. A 1-point lead with 2:07 to go. It's up. It's off the front of the rim. It bounces around. It will not go. Deidre Ground has pulled down her 13th rebound, and she'll bring the ball off the floor. Knocked away and stolen away. Kennesaw, just the patience is not there right now, and Humphrey will steal it away. Osteen in the front court again, trying to play keep away. Kennesaw overly aggressive here, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Blake Anderson. And I think a couple of times he's tried to call a timeout, and the officials have not heard him. He griped just a little bit ago, right before their last turnover, and here he will get the timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it here with 1:49 to go in the basketball game. Humphrey has the ball and a 1-point lead, 39-38. Timeout situation. Kennesaw has two remaining. Humphrey has three. Both teams are in the 1-1. Nobody has four fouls, but Leanne Osteen has four fouls. A lot of players with three fouls. Deidre Heyer, Rebecca Uden, Deidre Ground for Kennesaw, and Amber Meyer for Humphrey. Humphrey ball to throw it in. Nobody's really set, not even Humphrey, and they run over and grab it and throw it into Osteen. 39-38 Humphrey. They double-team her in the corner, and another timeout call. Coach Anderson does not want to turn the ball over. All he's got left is a 30-second timeout. And so with 1:44 to go, let's take it with him. We'll be right back.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, Doug Duda with you here. A minute 44 to go. Humphrey ball up one. Inbounds pass comes to Osteen against the man-to-man. Pitfield knocked it away, but Osteen got it back. Osteen brings it to the baseline. Here's the jumper on the way from nine. It won't go. Offensive rebound, Osteen. And a foul. A foul on Kennesaw. And they're going to call that one on Rebecca Uden. Her and Osteen were both going to ball, grab the ball, and Osteen will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. But Humphrey actually took a shot there, missed it, and for once Kennesaw didn't get the defensive rebound. They have been very solid on the board so far. Osteen, 0 of 4 at the line. Free throw up and rattles in. So she gets her first one to fall. A game-high 19 points. Humphrey 40, Kennesaw 38, 1:33 to go. Second free throw now by the senior guard. Osteen up, and it is in. It bounced around and went. 41-38, this is Humphrey's biggest lead since midway through the first quarter. Up the floor, Cheyenne Bitfield. Bounce pass right side to Heyer. Tries to lob it into Ground. It's in and out of her hands, and another Kennesaw turnover. And up the floor comes Osteen. Fast break. Wallin underneath. Layup is good. And it's a 5-point lead. Well, we waited for it all game, and it took till the last 3 minutes of the game, and now Humphrey has turned it up. Kennesaw down 5 with a minute 10 to go. Bitfield the ground on the right side. They need a bucket. Ground backs in. Spin move off the glass and in. And a timeout. Timeout, Kennesaw. What a move by Deidre Ground. Where's it been the whole second half? It was a simple one-on-one move. And although we don't keep the number of misses, I don't think Kennesaw has taken 10 shots this entire second half. And they are still in the ball game, 43-40 with 58 seconds remaining. We'll be right back.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Kennesaw has been trying to pull the upset, but now they find themselves on the wrong side of a 43-40 score with just 58 seconds to go here in the ball game, and Humphrey will have the basketball. Kennesaw was up 31-26, and then a 17-7 run turned things around. Full court pressure as we get back to action here. Humphrey to throw it in the backcourt. They'll run the baseline and get it into Austin. It's through her hands and out of bounds. Austin was turning around to see who was on her, and a huge turnover for Humphrey. Kennesaw will have the ball. Well, they didn't plan for that contingency. Back into the ball game is going to be Megan Callwhite. So there's plenty of time. Kennesaw down three. They don't have to shoot a three. Brown will throw it in right back to Deidre. They double-team her, and she's going to be called for a walk, roll off the bucket. She caught the ball and jumped right in to Taryn Wemhoff. Unfortunately, it would have been a three-point play. But I think Humphrey knew she was going to take it right at him, and so the teams exchanged turnovers in 4 seconds. Humphrey again gets it into Austin, and they foul her in the backcourt. Again, no need to do that. Try and get the 10-second count. Try and force the turnover. You don't foul 1 second in. And unfortunately, Kennesaw hasn't been in this situation at State. They've been in this situation a lot in the postseason where the games have come right down to the wire. First foul on Cheyenne Bitfield. And at the line, Austin to shoot the 1-1. Free throw up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Deidre Heyer to Deidre Ground. 48 seconds to go. Deidre, three-pointer on the way, and it is good, and we are tied. They thought she was going to drive, but she hits the three, and we're tied at 43. 40 seconds to go, and Humphrey has a chance to possibly play for the last shot of the win. Austin across the timeline, comes right side of the key. Left-hand dribble, down the key, drives, lost the handle, it's turned over, and then knocked out of bounds by Humphrey. A foul could have been called on Humphrey, but they say it's just out of bounds. Five seconds to go. Kennesaw ball. We're tied. Kennesaw has one timeout left. Bitfield across the timeline. Stutter dribble guarded by Wallin. They get it to Deidre Ground. Into the right-hand corner. Higher for three. It's no good. It's brought down by Franzdorfer. And now Humphrey has a chance. And up the floor, a timeout called by Coach Blake Anderson with 7.5 seconds to go. We're tied at 43. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, Kennesaw had a chance to play for the last shot, but they had a wide-open bucket. Heyer just couldn't get it to go. And so it will be Humphrey with a chance to survive 22-1 Humphrey, 13-8 Kennesaw. Kennesaw, for the most part, has just played out of their minds here this morning. It has been so, the effort has been there. They haven't shot necessarily well. They've turned it over a lot, but here we go. Humphrey, midcourt, 7.5 seconds, we're tied. Looking to throw it into Osten. Osten takes it to the backcourt. It'll be either her or Fronsdorf. To the left side, 4 seconds. She comes to the baseline. She's cut off. She spins out. She will take a shot at the buzzer that is way short, and we're going to overtime. Kennesaw had her defense very, very well and will play free basketball here in the first game of the 2010 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. After 32 minutes of regulation, Kennesaw 43, Humphrey 43. We'll be back after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, compassion, comfort, and care.
The Cutting Edge Salon in Kennesaw would like to take this time to congratulate the Kennesaw girls basketball team for a great season. We are proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Kennesaw. Best of luck from the Cutting Edge in Kennesaw.
Kennesaw scores the final 5 points of regulation to send us to overtime, and the jump ball here in overtime will go to Humphrey High. They've got the basketball to Fronsdorfer, who drives to the baseline left side, cut off there by Heyer and kicks it back out top. Kennesaw zoned up out of that jump ball. Now they're able to slack into the man-to-man. Osten with the top of the circle, swings it over the left wing to Fronsdorfer. Fronsdorfer, right side of the key, fadeaway jumper, tough shot, no good. Ball tapped around, and Deidre Heyer has pulled down her sixth rebound since halftime. 3:30 to go in overtime. Knotted at 43 here on ESPN and ESPNSuperstation.com. Ball between the circles to Hannah Uden. Uden holds the ball, left-hand dribble. A Kennesaw team that was ranked in the top 10 this year, but struggled at the end. Trying to pull the upset. Uten, bounce pass through the lane. Heyer open. Six-footer hit the rim. No good. Great bounce pass. She was open. Just couldn't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Amber Meyer. Her 10th of the game. Osten up the floor. Comes down the lane. Tries to draw some contact. And apparently does. Out around the free throw line. And that will put Humphrey to the line to shoot two in the double bonus. The foul on Cheyenne Bitfield will be her second. Leading score for Humphrey High. Leanne Osten has 20. Alyssa Fronsdorfer, 16. Free throw, Osten, good. But she did miss the front end of a 1-1 there in overtime that opened the door. 44-43 Humphrey. Leading the way for Kennesaw, Deidre Ground had 6 of the fourth quarter. She's got 11 in the game. Second free throw, Osten, good. So Leanne hits them both, and this ball game is 45-43 Humphrey. 3 minutes to go in overtime. Across the timeline with it is Hannah Uden. Uden, spin move against the man-to-man of Fronsdorfer. Gives it off to Ground, three-point land. Inside higher, drop the ball, jump ball. The arrow does point the way, of course, of Kennesaw, since Humphrey won the overtime toss. But the turnovers, Kennesaw, 28 of them, 17 in the second half. They'll throw it into Bitfield. Taylor, right corner from 15 and hit it. Taylor Bitfield, the sophomore, didn't even flinch, just knocked that baby down, and we're tied at 45 with 2:40 to go. Overtime. Osten quickly up the floor, right side. Looks for Fronsdorfer. Still looking for. Has to come all the way out between the circles to take the pass. She'll back it up. Pressure has to be mounting for Humphrey. They had the lead. They've been down the whole game. Thought maybe they were going to win it. Now they're in overtime. On the left wing outside the arc, Meyer guarded by Bitfield. She's picked up her dribble. Throws it over to Wemhoff, in and out of her hands, but she'll get it back in, and the pass knocked away by Ground, but it goes out of bounds right at the scorer's table. Deidre Ground saw it, anticipated it, and tipped it away. Into the ball game, Cheyenne Bitfield and Rebecca Rockefeller will check out. 2:14 to go in overtime. We're tied at 45. And Kennesaw's going to put pressure on the inbound, and Humphrey will toss it in the backcourt to Osten. Leanne, crossover, brings it up with a left-hand dribble on Cheyenne Pitfield. Swings it into the corner to Franzdorfer. Dropped the ball, able to get it back. Keeps the dribble on higher. About 25 feet away, she'll come to the top of the circle, dribble it off her foot. Ball still loose in the lane. We'll get a jump. Deidre Ground tied her up. It's still Humphrey ball. 1:56 to go when we're all done. The Misco Sports postgame show. Don't forget the Doug and Daddy show coming up at 11. And now Humphrey will have it underneath their own hoop. Osten's actually going to throw it in. Tosses it in to Claussen. And a travel. A travel. Claussen spinned to throw it out to Franzdorfer. She wasn't open and took that extra step. And that is turnover number 15 in the game for Humphrey. So now Kennesaw has a chance to take their first lead since over 3 minutes remained in regulation. A minute 45 to go. Bitfield works her way to the left side of the key. Back up top to Heyer. Deidre, a couple of dribbles to the right side. Gets it into the hands of Uden. Hannah holds the ball. Tries to lob it down to Ground. One-on-one spin in the lane. Oh, and they call her for a walk. Deidre makes that good post play. I'll tell you what, they don't call that on a boy. They don't call that in the boys' state tournament. Deidre showing the good post presence, and they called her for the walk. So each team with a turnover here in overtime. Full court pressure by Kennesaw. Humphrey throws over the top of it. Deidre Ground knocks it away. Deidre into the front court. Has to get the handle on it and then double dribbled. Oh, no. Oh, Deidre Ground made such a great play. Used up her dribble getting the ball. So then she got set. Looked to her teammate. She's covered. And then just dropped the ball. She knew it when she did it. And so Humphrey will get the ball back. 1:20 to go here in the ball game's overtime, tied at 45. Each team with 2 points here in the overtime. And right now it's Humphrey basketball. Hosted up the left-hand side, off a pick to the baseline, has a little room, backdoor bounce pass into the lane. The jumper is up and in by Amber Meyer. Osten created, Meyer finished. 47-45, Humphrey, a minute 5 to go. Deidre Ground brings it all the way up, leaves it into the corner and takes it right back. Deidre on the right wing, swings it through to Uden. Uden open on the left side, blocked Franzdorfer, got it back, and then she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Alyssa Franzdorfer blocked the initial shot there of Rebecca Uden. And then Uden was able to pick it back up and draw the foul. The foul is on Amber Meyer, her fourth personal foul. So Meyer and Osten each have four. And at the line for the first time, Rebecca Uden to shoot two big ones. The first one is no good. Rebecca with 9 points, five rebounds, most of that in the first half. Here comes Megan Callwhite back in. 55 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here for Rebecca Uden. Try and cut it to one. And this free throw is up, and it is in. So Uden gets one of two. 47-46, Humphrey. 54 seconds to go in overtime. Osten brings the ball up on Cheyenne Bitfield. Across the timeline and spins to the right hand. 5 second count should be on. She picks it up, throws it over to Franzdorfer. And now Kennesaw's got to stay strong here. Any foul is two shots. Some of the fans yelling to foul. There's still 40 seconds left. No need to. Stay on defensively. Osten picks it up. There's your foul. Oh, they didn't get it fouled in time. Back to Osten. They had thrown it to Callwhite, and now a foul will send Osten to the line. Bitfield will commit the foul with 26 seconds remaining. That'll be the third on Cheyenne. And Osten to go to the line to shoot two. And again, no matter what Leanne does, as long as Kennesaw gets a rebound here, they'll have a chance. First free throw. They waste no time. It's no good. Humphrey has nobody on the lane to try and rebound a free throw for Osten, who is 2-4 out of 9 in the game. Second free throw up, and she'll hit this one. And a timeout on the floor will be called by Humphrey. 26 seconds remaining in overtime. Humphrey 48. Kennesaw 46. It's the Blue Devils ball when we come back.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, it can't get much more exciting than this to start the girls' state basketball tournament. The underdog team from Central Nebraska hanging in there with the 22-1 Humphrey Bulldogs, and they've taken them to overtime. But right now, Humphrey leads it 48-46. 26 seconds to go in overtime, and it will be Kennesaw ball. Humphrey is not going to pressure in the backcourt. Cheyenne Bitfield will bring it across the timeline. Any foul is two shots. A tie-up is Kennesaw ball. Bitfield across the timeline. And an illegal screen has just been called on Kennesaw. Away from the ball, they were trying to pop out ground, I think it was, and they call an illegal screen on Rebecca Uden. And not only do they call the foul, it's the fifth on Uden. Wow. 10 points, 5 rebounds for Becca, and Humphrey will get the ball in, and some shoving right away, and a foul call. Boy, Bronsdorfer ended up on the ground as they fought through the screen, and the foul is on Cheyenne Bitfield, her fourth. Just 18 seconds to go in the game, and again, Osten at the line to shoot two. If she hits them both, that could be about it. She'll get two, and the first one is on the way, and it is no good. Kennesaw still has a chance. Osten has really struggled at the line here in this ball game. 48-46. Again, Humphrey puts nobody down there for the rebound. Kennesaw does have a couple of timeouts, so let's see what Coach Ryan Evans wants to do. Second free throw on the way, but this one is good. So it is a three-point game, 49-46. Cheyenne Bitfield, they want to give it to Deidre Ground. They're going to go ahead and play. Ground swings it over to Bitfield. Bitfield up top to Uden. 9 seconds to go. Gives it to Bitfield. They're going to need a three, maybe a timeout. It's tipped away and nearly an over and back. Then Ground is fouled. No call. The time is going to run out, and Humphrey wins. They call a screen away from the ball, but they won't call a foul at midcourt. And Humphrey comes back and survives a valiant effort from the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The final in overtime, the Humphrey Bulldogs 49, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 46. Humphrey will head to the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against either East Butler or Howells with a record of 23-1. And Kennesaw will see their season come to an end with a record of 13-9. What an effort put forth today by Coach Evans and his girls. The Blue Devils have nothing to be ashamed of. They made some mistakes, sure, but boy, they were in position to win this ball game at the end, and they even came from five down at the end of the fourth quarter to send this game into overtime. Humphrey 49, Kennesaw 46. The Misco Sports Post Game Show is coming your way next on KXVN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Bigger, better, brighter, a friendly atmosphere. The Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw basketball team. The Silver Dollar Tavern serves you daily noon specials and evening meals, including burgers and chicken. Meet your friends. Enjoy your favorite beverage. Have fun at the Silver Dollar Tavern, proudly supporting the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Misco Sports, be better equipped for the games you play. It's Thursday. They're open late Thursday till 8 downtown. Final score here, 49-46 in overtime. Humphrey has pulled out the win over Kennesaw, and we want to say a big thank you to the many fine Kennesaw Blue Devil faithful and the sponsors for allowing us to bring you this high school basketball game. They nearly pulled off the shocker to send the Waves through this state tournament to begin here today. They come up a little bit short, but we do have a 7 seed that has moved on. Lawrence Nelson has upset Falls City Sacred Heart in D2, 34-21, a game that they scored 4 points in the first half. That score at half was 7-4, Paul City Sacred Heart. And Lawrence Nelson looks like they hit a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter to win it 34-21. In Class C1, Lutheran High Northeast was up 15-1 after the first quarter and took a 45-34 victory over Boone Central. After three quarters, Gretna was leading Beatrice 45-30. And, of course, here in overtime, 49-46, Humphrey over Kennesaw. We'll be back and look at all the final numbers in 1 minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Bigger, better, brighter, a friendly atmosphere, the Silver Dollar Tavern in Kennesaw tips its sports cap to the Kennesaw basketball team. The Silver Dollar Tavern serves you daily noon specials and evening meals, including burgers and chicken. Meet your friends, enjoy your favorite beverage, have fun at the Silver Dollar Tavern, proudly supporting the Kennesaw Blue Devil.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For peace of mind for you and family members, call Jackson Wilson Funeral Home in Kennesaw. Take care at Jackson Wilson Funeral Home, and they'll take care of all your funeral needs and answer all your questions. Serving Kennesaw and South Central Nebraska, the Jackson Wilson Funeral Home proudly supports and wishes good luck and good sportsmanship to all the Kennesaw athletes, coaches, and team.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School. It is the end of the first session here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. And one other final for you. It was Gretna 64 and Beatrice 54. 64-54, Gretna beats Beatrice in the Class B contest. So that was the only final we didn't have for you before the break. Let's take a look at the numbers we had of the ball game tonight for Kennesaw. Cheyenne Bitfield, she ran the point. They didn't ask her to score. She didn't score. She had one rebound of the ball game. Also, Deidre Heyer had 3 points, six rebounds. Rebecca Rockefeller, 5 points, right at her season average. Megan Blackford, 2 points and a rebound. Becca Uden fouled out late in the overtime, ended up with 10 points, 5 rebounds. Hannah Uden had 7 points, 6 rebounds. Deidre Ground led the team today with 11 points, a game-high 13 rebounds. And Taylor Bitfield had the only field goal there in overtime for Kennesaw, 8 points and 3 rebounds. Kennesaw had 22 rebounds in the first half and didn't get quite that many in the second half. They had one there in overtime, so 22 in the first half, 12 in the second half, one in overtime. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half, 1 of 2 in overtime. Three-point shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, and they did not attempt one in overtime. Turnovers, that was the big story today for Kennesaw. 11 in the first half, 17 in the second half, and 2 in overtime. Kennesaw had 25 points at halftime. They were held to 18 in the second half, and they scored just 3 in the overtime period. Kennesaw will finish with 46 points, 35 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 14 from three-point land, 30 turnovers. And the Blue Devils, in their third trip to state again, still looking for that first win, but they always seem to make it interesting. They've been the underdog every time. And they take it to overtime here. They'll end their season at 13-9. We'll look at the final numbers for Humphrey High right after this.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw, a full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Proud to support the State Wrestlers.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And And welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School. Don't forget the Doug and Daddy Show coming your way at the top of the hour. UCLA head baseball coach will be joining us right at the top of the hour to preview their series with Nebraska. Also, Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge. And we'll probably be talking with Ryan Evans at that time. Usually here at State, it's tough to get him right in our postgame show because they're tied up by the newspaper and television folks outside of the gymnasium. So we'll effort Coach Evans to talk about their kids' performance coming up during the Doug and Daddy Show. Here are the final numbers we had for Humphrey. Five players scored. Two of them score 40 of the 49 points. Leanne Osten, although she had a little trouble at the free throw line, she hit enough of them to make them a winner, and she ends up with a game-high 24 points and three rebounds and was really good from the point guard position. Alyssa Franzdorfer, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. Alex Wallin, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Taryn Wemhoff didn't score, but she did have 6 rebounds. Same for Carly Claussen, 3 rebounds. Amber Meyer, 6 points and a team-high 10 rebounds. And Megan Callwhite had 1 point and 2 rebounds, 1 block shot. For Humphrey, they had 15 rebounds in the first half. They had 17 in the second half and 1 in overtime. Free throw shooting 3 of 8 in the first half. 2 of 3, make it 2 of 4, excuse me, in the second half. Those were all in the fourth quarter of play. And then in overtime, all Osten, where she was 4 of 6. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers for the Bulldogs, 8 in the first half, 6 in the second half, and 2 in overtime. Humphrey had 17 points at halftime. They put up 26 in the second half and 6 in overtime. And the Bulldogs advance on to the state semifinals with 49 points, 33 rebounds, 9 of 18 from the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 16 turnovers. And the fourth-ranked Humphrey Bulldogs are now 23-1 after a 49-46 overtime win against Kennesaw. And we will wrap things up after this on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, of course, Coach Blake Anderson from Humphrey with many ties to Kearney and UNK leading Humphrey, and he's coming up to do the radio interview with the folks that cover Humphrey over at Columbus. And boy, you can tell he's been put through a ringer as he looks over to me and wipes his brow and says, wow, and wow it was. Humphrey obviously didn't play their best game offensively. Neither team shot the ball all that well. Both teams had spurts in this ball game. Humphrey was out 10-2, only to see Kennesaw turn the table and end up taking the lead 16-12 midway through the second quarter of play. They led 25-17 at the half, and we kept mentioning Humphrey's going to bring a run. They're going to bring a run. They bring a mini run, and Kennesaw was giving them plenty of opportunities, turning it over 11 times in the third quarter alone, but still had a two-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They kept that lead most of the fourth quarter until Humphrey was able to get a steal, hit a three, and then go up by 5, 43-38, and somehow Kennesaw found a way. Deidre Ground hit a three to tie this ball game. Both teams had a shot to win it. Kennesaw took their shot with about 12 seconds left, and the three-pointer by Heyer was no good. They called timeout on Humphrey's side, got it to Leanne Osted, and with 7.5 seconds, she was so well covered, I'm not sure her shot would have counted at the buzzer, but she had to throw up about a desperation 15-footer, a fadeaway that was way short, sent us into overtime. And then the scrum that ensued at the end, Kennesaw had the ball with about 12 seconds remaining in the contest in overtime, got the ball to half court, dribbled it off a foot, it got poked towards midcourt, one of the Kennesaw girls wasn't sure if she could let it go into the backcourt, so she just grabbed it and threw it. Went to Deidre Ground. Ground really got ran over. Probably should have been a foul. In the grand scheme of things, though, Kennesaw probably didn't want a foul. They wanted to grab the ball and get a chance at a three because they needed a three. Otherwise, it's a one-and-one with about 3 or 4 seconds left, and probably even harder. But they didn't get a shot away. The ball just rolled along the floor, and as everybody fought for it, the time expired. And Humphrey High advances on. Again, your winners from earlier today, Gretna in Class B, Lutheran High in C1. And in D2, the upset, Lawrence Nelson, if you want to call it that, over Falls City Sacred Heart. This Twin Valley Conference is pretty tough. Don't forget, coming up at 2 o'clock, Silver Lake will take on Brady, another Twin Valley Conference team. The champions, the number one team in D1, will take on Brady at 2. And then Kearney High will take on Lincoln Southwest at 3:45 here on ESPN Radio. Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo Newman on 1230 KHAS, 2 o'clock from Pershing. Kearney Catholic Lincoln Christian, 3:45 from Pershing, will be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And a doubleheader on the Breeze, 94.5 FM in C2. Blue Hill and Elmwood Murdoch at 2. Sandy Creek and Tri-County at 3:45, both at Lincoln High. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. It's track season. It's softball season. It's soccer season. It's baseball season. The shoes, the gear to practice in, the gear to play in. They've got it for you at Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Dudas saying again, thanks to the many fine sponsors and a great finish to the season for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Comes up just short here at State. Again in overtime, Humphrey 49, Kennesaw 46. Have a great day, everyone, and keep it right here for more state basketball action.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.